Well, Lebanon has been in a deep economic crisis since 2019. The United Nations says nearly 80% of its people are now living in poverty. The Lebanese currency has lost more than 90% of its value, devastating for a nation that imports most of its goods. International donors say aid is conditional on reforms, which politicians have so far resisted. Well, joining me now from Beirut is Lebanon's Minister of Economy and Trade, Amin Salam. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I want to start by asking you personally, how would you characterize the state of the economy at the moment?
Well, as you just stated earlier, Lebanon is really going through a very, very difficult economic crisis. Reforms are a major need for Lebanon to be able to stop the bleeding in the economy and begin looking at development and recovery. The delays due to political tensions within the country have extended the timeline for the quick reforms requested by the IMF and requested by the international community. Therefore, we are seeing more social unrest, which is very alarming, because what we have witnessed yesterday could be something that can grow bigger and on a larger scale, which will create a total chaos on the social scene with security challenges for Lebanon.
Well, as you just alluded to there, just yesterday we saw that level of desperation that many people are feeling. When will people be able to get their money out of the banks?
This is a very tough question to answer. However, it's a very justful question, and people do have the full right to their deposits in the banks. I have been a member of the negotiating committee with the IMF. We have been working diligently to find the best exits, really, to secure the monies of the depositors. None of the scenarios that we really worked on was an easy one. Most recently, the government has issued an economic recovery plan where we showed that certain accounts within a limit of $100,000 will be able to have access to their monies in the banks, and the amounts that are larger than $100,000 will be part of a larger economic plan, more sophisticated, that will have the government pay back those monies through an investment fund that the government looks forward to establish.
Well, sir, I think a question that a lot of Lebanese would want to know is, when will that happen? As we've been saying, Lebanon is in need of a bailout, and the IMF wants reforms done before that happens. As someone who's been involved in the negotiations, are you confident that will happen, and are you worried about more debt?
I am honestly very concerned that the delay in the reforms that were requested in the form of prerequisites by the IMF are taking too long. They are now, most of those laws are in the parliament, awaiting for the parliament to issue them. Once we issue those reform laws, including the capital control that really puts a structure to the whole banking sector, once we issue the restructuring of the banking sector, the secrecy law for the banking sector, and the budget 2022, then we can really start talking about serious next steps of opening up more the banks, dealing with the depositors, giving hope that the depositors can begin having access based on new laws that are out. Before that, nothing will really change, which is the biggest concern. Unless those reform laws are out, nothing will change on the social scene or the way the depositors can access their monies.
Well, in the meantime, though, there are still these widespread shortages of food and fuel, and people are suffering. And it does sound like what you've just discussed there will take time. A committee that I believe you chair declared recently that 90% of the bread crisis is over. Are you now confident that subsidized grain is ending up where it's supposed to go, that it's benefiting the people it's supposed to?
For us, the food security issue, and I do head the Food Security Ministerial Committee, we have really put exceptional new mechanisms to really manage the proper distribution of subsidized wheat into the market. Within less than a week, we have witnessed now, I would say, 100% almost change in the market because the crisis is over. There are no more lines in front of the bakeries, and the distribution is being fair on all the Lebanese geography for all the areas in Lebanon. However, we do still have lots of challenges that we need to deal with, particularly smuggling subsidized wheat outside the country and dealing with a number of black market traders that this committee is chasing really relentlessly and turning them into the judiciary system and taking extreme measures against them to be able to really control the market for more stability. But we are confident that the crisis is over and we will continue the same efforts to really secure that the bread and the people that really need access to this bread are getting their share.
Well, I believe Lebanon was getting something like 70% of its imported grain from Ukraine. How has the war there changed things? I see that first grain-carrying ship that was on its way hasn't arrived.
Yes, that is true. Lebanon exports about 70% of its wheat from Ukraine. The rest is spread amongst multiple countries. But for us, the war in Ukraine really impacted our availability for this commodity because Lebanon, as you know very well, lost its national reserves after the tragic explosion in the port of Beirut. So we really consume what we get delivered. And the delays that happened due to the war in Ukraine and Russia were significant because we used to receive any shipment coming from Ukraine within a week to Lebanon. Now it was taking over 3 weeks, sometimes to a month, and sometimes some of the ships were being transferred to other locations. We are happy that the Istanbul Agreement now has opened up back the shipment lanes from Ukraine to Lebanon. And the ship that you just mentioned mostly had different types of grains, mostly corn, not wheat, that was supposed to arrive to Lebanon. But from the official channels, we were informed that it changed its destination because it took so long to arrive to Lebanon, and the private sector who purchased this ship canceled the whole deal. This is the information we received.
I'm sorry to interrupt you because I do want to ask you one last question. You have several months left in your own term, and as we've discussed, a lot of things are going to take quite a lot of time. A huge amount here rests on the trust of people in politicians. What are you personally going to get done in the rest of your term?
My biggest concern and the mission that I'm really focused on now, particularly that Lebanon has been categorized by the World Bank and a number of international organizations to be the most vulnerable in the food security issue, I have a major, major, really patriotic challenge to take care of, is to secure, first of all, we will continue the stability in getting supplies, food supplies, particularly wheat to Lebanon, which is a very serious component of the food security issue in Lebanon. The second most important for me thing to accomplish is the Ministry of Economy and Trade needs to keep all the channels open with the international community to secure that their support and their aid to Lebanon continues to come and arrive to Lebanon smoothly. The last most important thing is our monitoring role to make sure that everything arrives and is priced in a legal structure so the citizens of Lebanon do not get abused by unfair traders or black market traders because the inflation is already impacting Lebanon a lot.
Indeed,
so,
hugely.
Continue having the supplies is number one. Protecting the consumer is number two. And the relations with the international community to keep everything flowing smoothly to Lebanon is number three.
Lebanon's Minister of Economy and Trade, Amin Salam, there speaking to us from Beirut. Thank you for joining us on Al Jazeera, sir.